Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music, activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fear. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, Ivy Front Line, Emacs in his prime, Kilroy can rhyme, read between the lines, black by design, tell the truth time, here to drop a dime, keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower, from Ukraine to my lane, White House know it, see something, say something, the motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know, for people found dead, inside a house. Six-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Lyrics. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. The man in the street, calling to speak, I'm the man in the street, calling to speak with the man in the street, calling to speak, I'm the man in the street.
That 3342 music, call in and speak with the man in the street. That's Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 9, Verse 47. And I know a lot of people out there taking care of their holiday business, and I don't blame you. That M period, A period, N period is Music Activism News, which is the abbreviation and acronym for this show. For those who are listening to Lake City Music on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to use that number, 646-478-0944, if there's something you want to say. Please send all music and commercials to MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Let me give you three quick disclaimers. And again, for those who are out there, hey, happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back or press one. Rest in peace, DJ Earthquake. They had the home going for him. Just the hip-hop aficionado, DJ, well-known, well-loved, well-respected. I am going to let you know that you can check out Common Sense Radio Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. The YouTube page of Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. Twitter, Alfred Porter Jr.1. That's Alfred Porter Jr., numeral 1, or Twitter, Hip Hop Workshop 2, that's Hip Hop Workshop numeral 2. Instagram is J.R. Alfred Porter. You can Facebook Joseph Motley, J.R. period. Facebook Kent and Angelica. Facebook H.H. Workshop Records. Facebook I Am a Superwoman Radio. Or check out the music online at www.3342music.com. OPN Radio is still Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WeUpRadio.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy, the webpage of BlackOnBlackCleveland.com. You can Facebook Alfred Porter, J.R. period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. that Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio is Tuesdays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com before the Queen's Court takes over at 6 p.m. And you can YouTube Miss Commentary space Cleveland. So Miss Commentary Cleveland with a space in between for the YouTube page. The one thing that I will do and get out of the way, because if I don't do it, it won't get done. It's nothing personal. I just know what I will get to and what I won't get to. So I have to make sure that I let people know, you know, what's happening with the top 10 in our city when it comes to music and entertainment from a Monday to a Monday in our region. So with that being said, number 10 spot is I Am Piranha with Boss B. I Am Piranha with Boss B. Number 9 is O period, X period, E period, The Conqueror, Ox the Conqueror. Number 8, debuting, The Christmas Holiday in Cleveland Give Back. If you know someone who has lost a parent to gun violence, text 216-804-7462. Hosted by Ms. Skittles and Pooh Gutter. And that's this coming Wednesday, December 23rd, 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at Starlight Baptist Church, which is at 14516 Euclid Avenue, East Cleveland, 44112. Number 7, debuting Unrest, the band called Unrest, which features King Eric Magnus, a.k.a. King Solomon Kane, Angel. That artist, that brother by the name of Angel, man, has done some phenomenal music throughout the years. Number 6, moving up, Joseph P. Motley Jr. on YouTube. Sheriff Kilroy's Grown Man Anthem, Black House Sounds' Nelson Mandela. Number 5, moving up, GMS Hood Famous TV on YouTube with HJS and four more with the song called Lonely, featuring HJS, R&B legend Rich Lucky, MCs Richie Carlisle, as well as Ronnie B. the Unforgiven, Sheriff Kilroy. Plus the HJS No Time to Sleep video with over 14,000 views. So making some things happen right there. Number 4, moving up, Lowdown the Barbarian with DPG, the Dog Pound Groan song. Number 3, Kaya Dog crew page on Facebook, CUYAHDOG. Kaya Dog crew page, 17,000 plus views on a snippet video of Dog Nation. Number 2, big jump, maybe not the biggest jump, but it took a big jump. You could Facebook the Feed the Hunger and Steak Woke concert. They did Lasagna, DJ Dizzy was there, Major Taps, Almighty FX, Tiger, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, VoiceOfRadio.com's EP Stop Through. It was held at the Dialogue Center. Number 1, biggest jump, Facebook, End of the Year Game Night, Spotlight on Various Artists at the Nash. Now, Danielle Woods made sure I got there. I thank you, Queen, for that. The idea was Miss Commentary Cleveland YouTube page. Brickhouse Wellness was there, BWE Entertainment, Ward 12 Candidate Council, Tawayne McGee of, Ward 12 Candidate, as well as the Cleveland mayoral candidate, Brother Wilson, Proprietor ENT, Man in the Street, Food, Music, Bowling, Darts, Pool, Afro Dog MCs, GMS Hood Famous TV, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army. So those are some of the things that happen in our region. I'm going to at least take the time and, I know what I want to play, but before I can play anything, I think I will go to the 216 804 and see what's on their mind. 216804. How are you doing out there? 216804 going once. 804 going twice. 804 going thrice. Thank you so much. When that happens, we know that some people are watching dancing. No, they're not. They're watching The Bachelorette. So that's a Monday night. Dancing with the Stars ended a couple of weeks ago, so they've had The Bachelorette to play around with on a Monday night. There's Monday Night Football. There's Monday Night Raw. So I appreciate those who tune in and check out the program. This is a holiday season, so I'm going to try to 216-400, and see what's on your mind. 216-400, you're on live. 400 going once, 400 going twice. I knew there were a lot of people checking out certain things, so I thank you very much. And because they're in the number three slot, that's right, we got to get the remix from them, the updated remix. But right now, this song plays the same. This is the original version of Dog Nation featuring Suave Gotti and Kim Ra, the Healer, from GMS Hood Famous TV. Hood Famous TV subsidiaries. Yep.
Welcome, out-of-town fans and NFL teams, to our fine city of Cleveland. My name's Sputnik, and I'll be your host for today's professional butt-whooping. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation! Dog Nation! Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation! Dog Nation! Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Let us welcome everybody to the Cleveland Browns Show. Dog Pound and Suave Gotti, the sweetest combo. Eating Blackbird Ravens while riding a Bronco. And a Charger to us ain't nothing but a 9-volt. See the Cleveland force like Obi-Wan Kenobi, Trayvon Coley, Larry Ogunjobi. Our defenders are fat boys, screaming in jail. Exhale, inhale, equalizer Denzel. Ward on the set, Jason Treader is a threat. Chris Hubbard and Danny Vitale, put him in check. Antonio Callaway receiving the wide. David Nosu about to slide. Carlos Hyde with my Cleveland crew. We got cages for you Bengals and you Panthers and your Lions. It's the Cleveland Zoo. Just meet us on the field. We don't talk, we ball. And your balls ain't long enough to walk with dogs.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
A red, brown, and orange, and white stripes. The seed town lights, getting the Cleveland crowd hype. I'm Bernie, I'm Brian Sykes. Get the gurney after the hype. Hut one, hut two, busting through any line. It's the Cleveland crunch crew. Kim Rod, the Cleveland connoisseur of the art of war. And I run with carnivores that can show you how to score. Anytime, any place, anywhere, in your face. We the dogs of the state, and we came to penetrate any front line. It's crunch time, better get the game right. We go flame like we dogs off the chain, right? You know it, yeah. And I got a poet flow. See you in Mars, Cleveland Browns. We came to overthrow. Moving like a locomotive through the county. Cuyahoga, where my brownies. Bust that dog like where the pounds be. East, see the west side, they surround me.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation.
swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Hugh Jackson of the city, Swab Gotti is the coach. No more ties, my guys, we want obvious results. The Steelers get stole on, Chiefs better hold on to their feathers, cause we about to get our roll on. Sean Coleman on, Joe Schobert on, Jarvis Landry holding his own, going long.
Put it live on your iPhone, a message to you Eagles and you Jets and you Falcons, it's a no-fly zone. Tyrod Taylor, Joe Batonio, Terrence Mitchell, that's my homie though. Kevin Zettler is a hot stepper with real weapons like Demarius Randle and Jabril Peppers. What we do to you Saints and you Giants and you Texans, hit you in the midsection, snatch an interception. We the greatest on the field, all you Raiders and you Bills and you Buccaneer fans, we gon' take it to your grill. Baker Mayfield in the sky like Berkeley, surround him with dogs like Collins and Kirksey. It's a team full of mutants from my synopsis and my man Miles Garrett. That's Colossus.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Yeah. We gotta shout out to Big Dog Execs. Big Dog Execs like Hard Times, GMS, Boomin' Entertainment, Joe Boom, and Studio 53.
And that is the song called Dog Nation. There's the updated remix that's out now, but this is really still a nice version. As a matter of fact, it's very interesting. I get a chance to break away and tell you that for all those people who may be Browns fans listening to the program and sitting at the fact that the Browns are 10-4, it's very interesting that right now as we speak, the Steelers, who are 11-2, are going against the Bengals, who are 2-10-1. Now, we would need for the Steelers to at least lose another couple of games and the Browns go on and win out the season beating the Steelers. It would make it very interesting. We could win the division, and right now the Steelers are losing to the Cincinnati Bengals. They're losing to the Bengals 10-0 in Cincinnati. So I know Ohio is rocking and all that kind of good stuff. As I go back through and check, I know where people are, what they're doing, from the shopping to watching the Monday night football game, which you're very smart to do that. But what I will say is that the Women's March, you can find it on Facebook, Women's March Cleveland, 4-year anniversary rally and march, Saturday, January 23rd, 2021, 1 p.m., Market Square. The details, the event is definitely by Women's March Cleveland, Imperial Women Coalition, and International Women's Day March Cleveland, Market Square, Cleveland. That's on West 25th and Lorain. That's Saturday, January 23rd, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Basically speaking, it's just what it says. Join us in Cleveland, Ohio on Saturday, January 2021 at Market Square in Cleveland for Women's March Cleveland's, the 4-year anniversary march and rally beginning at noon at Market Square, a rally with speakers followed by a march. Women across the country took to the streets in 2017 for our first march. Millions of women marched on January 21st, 2017, a march held just days after President Trump's inauguration. In 2021, we shall march on January 23rd, 3 days after the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden. This is a new era for women, and we will make our issues known across the board. All participants should wear face masks and practice social distancing. Contact telephone number 216-659-0473. That's 216-659-0473 for Women's March Cleveland. Stay in the struggle. That's good to be able to make an announcement of certain things that's going on out there in the area. I also would be remiss if I didn't stop and say thank you for tuning in. Looks like I'm getting ready to have a good time because I can finally kick back and play a lot of music. Going out during the holiday season and a hot Monday night football game is very excellent. Then again, I'm sure a lot of people were watching the Bachelorette. It's like the two-night finale of that particular program. What will Sister do? And also, it's Monday Night Raw. A lot of interesting storylines going on there. But I'm sending this out to Day May. Eastside, one of my favorite personal songs from New Life Team Takeover. Eastside, you can talk to him directly under the name Dean Powers on Facebook. Anyway, this is a song called For You. I got to get on that, brother. He needed to make a video for this, for real.
I chose that I breathe the blood I bleed. I gave it all to you, yo. I did it all for you, yo. I do it all for you, yo. But I don't want to just give it up. I'm just trying to live, but I don't want to just give it up. I'm just trying to live, but I don't want to just give it up. I gave it all for you.
Program. on a Monday night, Al Porter, Man in the Streets. You know, as I look at some of the things that made some headlines, I'll say 10-foot stepladder for my soapbox. It was very interesting that, for those who might have missed it, the damage, you know, that was done, it was very interesting that within a couple of weeks ago, Cleveland police relied to some degree on the city's recent past nonviolent protest history as they put together a plan to handle planned protests in the city in support of social justice. And Division of Police Chief Calvin Williams said during planning, police made a strategic mistake in not leaving themselves a bit more nimble to handle problems that may have popped up in other areas of the city, which is exactly what happened when peaceful protests turned violent and dangerous and ultimately very expensive. One of the mistakes we made as a division was the staging of assets, police personnel, not just around the Justice Center and Lakeside itself, but in different places downtown in the event that things become mobile, which they did. This was a mistake on our part. That's a mistake we'll never make again, which is what Police Chief Calvin Williams said. The damage to property is estimated to be well over $3 million, and the lost revenue for downtown businesses is at least equal to that and growing. Unfortunately, the riots coupled with the pandemic has crippled the city center, crippled to a level that still cannot be assessed. But even with a better strategic plan, Chief Williams was clear, even if every officer employed by the city was on a job, it would have not been enough to completely shut down. Had we had all those officers in place, would damage have been less? Yes, I'm sure it would have been, Williams said. Would there have been no damage or no need to use munitions or less lethal force to stop people from attacking officers and destroying property? No, I am not saying that. Close to 100 people were arrested for assaulting officers, destruction of property, and looting. In a detailed report called an after-action plan, Chief Williams and city leaders examined all that happened during the May 30th protest that began peacefully and then turned violent. Protesters wanted to take a stand in the name of George Floyd. The chief says by looking at the after-action plan, they've learned how to plan for better for future protests that will be better, that may have the potential to turn violent. Chief Williams says they realize that all of their officers, including those on patrol, need access to gas masks and training is needed in some areas, including training with partner agencies like the Cleveland Fire Department and emergency management on crowd control. Nearly 900 police officers and other city personnel were needed for the protest. More than 3,025 hours of overtime was paid out, and that's included in the overall pay for the day of $149,256, which really the chief made some tactical errors when he spoke. The tactical errors was the fact that the chief didn't put into his statement what happened when, let's say, the officers ran out from the inside of the Justice Center in full riot gear and decided that using the tear gas and billy clubs was the best way to defend themselves against flying broccoli and the water bottles. You know, they had the shields and everything to block everything off, but they sprayed people indiscriminately with mace. They advanced and shoved people off the stairs when there was no need to shove them off the stairs. They dropped tear gas and other smoke bombs, which made loud booms and exasperated and caused a problem to get worse than what it needed to be. That's the main problem that I saw that happened. My thing is, that's it, period. End of story on that one. I also want to just take the time to say I'm glad I can play some music in between. There were a lot of them there. So at the event fun day, Dwayne McGee found them to dance with. It's always good to be able to play this Emacs The Image classic. He had originally made the version of Big Legs, and then the next thing you know, he made the hip-hop remix that appeared on the CMHA, Cleveland's Most Hated Artist CD from Sheriff Kilroy. Let's play this, shall we?
Yeah. Hey. Hey. Yeah. 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 Well, I'm in the club, looking for my girlfriend. She can have big legs, little legs, long hair, short hair. She can be brown skin, light skin.
Playoff bound. They could very well make it into the wild card. It would be very interesting if the Browns and the Ravens made it into the wild card. It could happen if the Browns don't outright get past the Steelers. As I look around for certain things, it's very interesting that Ohio State Representative Stephanie House was cut off during her Stand Your Ground debate as the Ohio House last Wednesday encountered some unexpected drama when House Speaker Ryan Smith gaveled down State Representative Stephanie House and ordered a vote on a controversial Stand Your Ground bill as the Cleveland Democrat continued shouting at him that he was uncomfortable talking about race. The encounter was recorded on the Ohio Channel. You can watch the full video of House's remarks and Smith's response, as Smith afterward defended his actions to reporters, saying it was infuriating that House suggested that he and the bill's co-sponsors were racist. Very, very strong position taken on that particular House bill. It is a stand your ground, and if you already have laws in place, it's the same thing they really got. Yeah, we all know Trayvon Martin murdered, executed, but stand your ground, it's already there before the bill. If somebody advances or comes into my place or domicile and I shoot them, or if somebody is menacing or threatening and they come through, 9 times out of 10, it's a fair shake, slap on the wrist, because you're protecting yourself. So this is just something to give some scared people chance enough just to shoot indiscriminately. And go ahead, Stephanie House, for standing up. My thing is, I'm having a good time talking to you all. Again, this is very, very interesting that for those watching the particular program, it's the Bengals ahead of the Pittsburgh Steelers in the second quarter, 17-0. Bengals have the ball. Let me go back to this radio program. My best bet is to find some songs. And one of the songs, I cut it off last week because the show time was running out. But this is the song Always from HJS.
Switching gears every time I hear the phone ring. If there's some business to get, I got to go and get it. But if it's wasting my time, then I ain't fucking with it. Too many years I'm past with me taking L's like breath. So if it ain't to the best, then push that shit to the left, I guess. Then maybe it's the pressures of time that make me jump up off the bed and continue to grind. The stress of being broke is just too much to bear. So I make sure to stay the fuck from there. Real clear, that's how I'm thinking. Bullshit is thinking. Titanic dreams, but that motherfucker's thinking. Get from the heart, many false starts, but I know the reason for the off. It's the truest shit you only get from the bottom end. Plug me in and watch this fat nigga get a win by him 10, because I just can't stop. 20 million different styles, but it's all hip hop. So I do my part maintaining the game. Drop some knowledge on the loop when expanding your brain. I'm digging deep into the soul as I roll right here. Crystal clear, no fear, pimping. This is the year, yeah, yeah. Cause HJS is finally in the zone. And when I'm gone, I'm gone.
That's what I'll always be with you.
stepladder for my soapbox. Right now you're in the NEZ, the No Excuse Zone, and 20-foot stepladder for my soapbox because, you know, being Black on Black Crime Incorporated president, I can have valid reasons or legitimate reasons, but I can't give you any excuses. Like, no snow excuses. I remember the fact that there was a ring around the Justice Center in a snowstorm. 137 shots, murder atrocity. It's been cold when we've had those. And no excuses were used in those Novembers. The recall in East Cleveland, no excuse zone. DCFS, Department of Children and Family Services, no matter how cold, we've been out there. The schools, spending the night when they were closing down the school. No rain. I remember the rally that was held because of 93FM when they let go of Bashir Jones' radio program. And he didn't show up in the thunderstorm. His brother, his homie, the man of the hour, Jihad, showed up, but Bashir didn't. I remember being out there in the schools during a thunderstorm down at the Board of Education building. No sun, no heat. The Imperial Avenue cleanup. That was a no-excuse zone. The red light, speed light cameras when it was hot, making sure we got it out there. The votes to remove them because they were unconstitutional, illegal. They were illegal. They were putting you in front of a traffic officer instead of a judge. No holiday, none. I remember when Christmas Day, there have been some vigils and marches done. Definitely on the west side, as a matter of fact, on Park, Wade Park, during the East 92nd Streets murder that happened on Wade Park, East 92nd. We were out there on New Year's Day. Definitely Armand Budish. Armand Budish was done on New Year's Eve. I remember the West Side that was done because of them closing down a hunger center. And they went out there on the West Side. The Dona Brady's house. Dona Brady's house. Who soon quit after that. I can't say I blame her. I can't say I blame Dona Brady for leaving out after that. No pandemic. We've had to be out there for vigils, for gas stations, gas station assault and battery, gas station murders. I even remember the barbershop pledge during the pandemic. Clean up the gas stations. All that stuff. And no pandemic was what was used at all. Now, don't get me wrong. It's a no-excuse zone. But legitimate reasons or valid reasons. You're sick. Something's going on with your family, which I'm learning that you have to be able to make decisions that, oh, my goodness, if the family's suffering, I got to be there with them. Health, medical emergency is a valid reason or legitimate reason. Just know that you have to be able to prove everything and know it to yourself, because even if you have a valid reason or a legitimate reason, there are those who will take your valid or legitimate reason and say it's an excuse because you're not doing what they feel you should be doing. So you should always be able to at least check yourself in the mirror. Check yourself with your creator. If you know what you're doing is top of the line and it's supposed to be done, then boom, there it is. With that being said, because the video for this particular song is about to come out, and I know it's going to cause a whole lot of, I'll say, controversy, I'm going to play it. It is now halftime with the Bengals up 17-0 over the Steelers. Very interesting indeed. But as I go back here, The name of the song is BDA. Now, for the people in the hood, for the parents, guardians of loved ones, it's Beat Day Ass. But for those who are scholarly and in the suburbs, King's English, Beat They Ass. BTA, see? Anyway, this is an anthem that's much needed for parents. It's very well needed. Be right back.
A message from the police, the teachers, the court, and me.
Miami.
If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. Your kids show out, beat their ass. Your child act up, whoop their ass. Your kids show out, beat their ass. Your child act up, whoop their ass. Your kids show out, beat their ass. Your child act up, whoop their ass. Your kids show out, beat their ass. Your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass.
If your child act up, what's the answer?
child act up, whoop their ass.
And, of course, the music production was done by Igloo Crew Records, the Mighty Igloo Crew. 3342 Music is the studio that was used to put everything together. I'm on a roll right now. And so since I'm a little bit on a roll, let's go to some legendary DJ Fatty Banks with Ricky Rich. That's R-I-C-K-I, Rich, with the Flexin' song. Be right back.
Yeah. Ricky Rich. Hey. You can catch me jugging with a white twist. I stay with some shooters, we don't fight. I just bought the Ruger on some hype. On some hype. I could turn your kick onto some dice. I would've came home sooner, but I'm flight risk. This a double clip. This ain't missing. Yeah, I hit a lick. Whipping Taylor Swift. Getting paper sick. Now you can't tell me. Crocodile shoes.
Why not, since I played some legendary DJ Fatty Banks with Ricky Rich, why don't I play a solo song from Emax The Image? That's Emax The Image, E-M-A-X-X-T-H-E-E-M-I-J-J, personal favorite of mine, from 3342 Music. I am not a rapper. Nice R&B joint right here.
3342. 3342. Yeah. 3342. I'm not a rapper. I'm on like a preacher. And I got a message that I will surely reach you with my hands to the sky. I thank the creator for another day in life. Open my eyes, I just make this beat so I can wake up on the middle, get up out the street and feed my kids with better meal. Who's better than me? I'm my own record here, so I turn up the heat to make it happen for real. Around the clock, cooking up another hit. I came up with a few, but I'ma light it up with this so you know what to do. Go ahead and visit that website and then just download it. like a preacher. And I got a message that I hope will surely reach it with my hands to the sky. I thank the Creator for another day in life, and then open my eyes. I am not a rapper, I'm more like a preacher. And I got a message that I hope will surely reach it with my hands to the sky. I thank the Creator for another day in life, and then open my eyes. I
And you know something? I thank you all for tuning in again. Happy Hanukkah. Have a safe Christmas. Have a safe Kwanzaa. What better way to go out on things? No matter what, you have to at least live your best black life. From my brother and everything, Ballhead Fred. Talk to you all soon. Have a good one. Be safe. Peace.
Protecting my black line. I ain't tryna get shot by you. Protecting my black line. I ain't tryna get shot by you.
Yeah, yeah. I gotta watch my back, I gotta watch my back, cause these instants only attack. Yo, I gotta get the strap, cause these niggas out to kill. They wanna take your DNA, cause your blood they wanna spill. It's real, let's have a moment in silence. Find some peace in yourself, ain't no need for that violence. Now quiet, just need some self-control. Quick to pick up a gun, yo, you need to slow your roll. Whoa, no, punk, yo, don't make me go and shake it. Too many cowards out here, and they thinking that they gangsters. We at war, they don't really want peace. I see y'all street thuggin', cause y'all as bad as the police. Cause y'all killers, real. When y'all see them dirty cops, y'all ain't trying to pull them triggers. When y'all see the police.
Hey, I only have about 2 minutes on the air, but I'd be smart since somebody chimed in at the 216-804 phone number. 216-804. How are you doing out there? You got the final couple of minutes.
Okay, good morning. I'm really so thrilled to be on. Good afternoon. My day has been that full, Brother Porter.
I believe but, that. Go right ahead.
Oh, my goodness. This is Sister Smith calling in. Merry Christmas to all as we cherish our Savior in this precious time of year. I will just say, following up on my prior call with regard to my friend's mom's death, I will say again to those that, especially people of color in this day and age, to be very aware when you go in to see a physician. Be very wary, and I would ask that people with the little time that I have left to investigate and look into the story of Harold Shipman, who killed approximately 200 to 215 of his patients before ultimately being charged with several crimes and dying in prison. And this is just to name a very few. My apologies for calling in so late, but I really had to press my way in. I also want to share with your listeners that I really do feel that my friend's mom's death will be avenged, because one of the practices of these rogue doctors is to pick people that are said to be relatively ill and have some kind of a chronic illness. Therefore, they think these people will not be valued by society, and then inject them, for example, i.e. with muscle relaxers that are used for obvious reasons, but after a while will induce paralysis when given in excess to said patient. And if I have a few more seconds, Brother Porter, I'd also like to just share a scripture right now, and I promise that I will call. Okay, I will definitely call in sooner in the future. I will continue to press. So this is Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5 and verse 9 in the ESV is in Victor version of the scriptures. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. Behold, I put my words in your mouth. So I will continue to serve the Lord and expose and tear down the powers of darkness with the power that the good Lord has invested in me. And I also will say in closing, this is very much a great appreciation for these few minutes that you have given me, Brother Porter, to speak, that I want to say that Target stores is one to be watched. They have discriminated against me in collusion with included but not limited to ABC Management, which is a Ponzi scheming, low-ball type of real estate company. So do be on the lookout. Do not do business with them, and do not share your personal information for any credit cards that Target stores offers, because they will take it later if you file any kind of complaint against them and use it against you and in very egregious and cowardly, heinous ways, just to name a few. Thank you so very much, Brother Porter, for these moments.
You're more than welcome, and I appreciate you. Have a safe holiday yourself.
Okay.
And on, no problem. And on that note, everybody, please stay safe. May the Creator keep you. Catch you all next Monday.